This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
An Erios production.
Welcome back to The Complete Christmas, a morality tale for tired mothers and wives. With Matt Gourley, Mark McConville, Paul F. Tompkins, and James Bladen as the kitchen appliances. Stephanie Allen, Maria Blasucci, and Angela Trimber as the gals. Carl Tart, Mary Stone, and Jeremy Carter as holiday swingers. Craig Anstead and Eric Edelstein as Mr. One Shoe and the Captain. And of course, Amanda Lund as Maribel May. When we last left our dear Maribel, she was in quite a pickle, with young Maribel threatening to end Christmases once and for all. Will Maribel escape the grips of her tiny Mim? Will Maribel follow through with her harebrained scheme to cancel Christmas? Well, hold on to your jingle bells, because you're about to find out!
Little Maribel, don't do this!
I refuse to grow up. My big version's gone mad. Come here, grown-up Maribel. I'ma do something bad.
No, Maribel, you can't.
Luckily, Ken, the blender of Christmas past, has a bright idea.
Maribel, grab my handle. Hurry! I'll save you.
Oh, it's so good to be home.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Maribel.
Maribel, where did you go?
I went to Christmas Past.
You traveled through time? How was it?
Well, it wasn't very pleasant or present.
Ah, good.
Don't be jealous that Maribel and I were gone to another time together where things were a little bit looser, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't want you to imagine all the nights we had together in that old-timey village. Just the two of us, I had no place to plug in, so we had to make do. And I didn't have time to blend, if you know what I mean.
I don't, but I like the sound.
Did you say multiple nights? Because for us, it was like you were gone for a second.
Exactly, Carl.
This is nuts. You traveled through time. We're just glossing over this. How am I talking, by the way? How are any of us talking?
It's Christmas, man. Don't ruin this.
Yeah, you're killing the magic.
I just think we should question it a little bit.
Don't overthink it.
I don't think I'm overthinking it. I think I'm just thinking it.
Which part's confusing to you, man?
All of it! What are you talking about?
Shut up, Scarecrow. You don't always have to have a brain.
That I don't get at all.
Wizard of Oz, man.
I get the reference.
Dorothy's this girl from Kansas,
please,
man, and then she shows
everyone
up.
Everyone has seen it.
I've never seen it. I'm in the kitchen all the time.
How do you know so much about it, then?
I hear it.
Okay, me too, then.
Boys, stop fighting over me.
We weren't. No, we were piling on Carl.
No one was mostly
giving me a hard time, as usual.
Well, it's time to get back to my story.
Did you learn something about the first Noel, Maribel?
The first Noel? I can't wait for the last.
Well then, it looks like another learny journey is in order.
Well, hiya, Maribel. I'm the microwave of Christmas present, and I've got a few things to show.
Really, if I could just have a minute to freshen up, take my curlers out, grab a nibble.
The hour is upon us. Press my buttons.
But wait, I need a snack! Why, I'd recognize that out-of-fashion floral wallpaper anywhere. This is Joni and Tad's house.
That's right, Maribel.
What am I supposed to learn from Joni? How to dry out a pot roast?
Merry Christmas, Tad.
Joni, is it time for Daddy to open one of his presents?
Tad, open this one. I think you'll really enjoy it.
A silk smoking jacket. Joni!
None of the other gals could have gotten their men such beautiful threads, but I found a way.
You're surrounded by cops. Joni, what have you done?
There's been a misunderstanding.
We know you stole the jacket.
It wasn't me.
Did you steal this jacket?
Is it a crime to want to take a silk smoking jacket? Is it a crime to want to make your man feel good?
You're under arrest.
They're going to put you away for life, Joni. Do you understand? I'll be forced to marry a younger woman. I think you should turn yourself in.
Joni in the can? Why, I've never heard such a funny list of words strung together to make a sentence. I'm not going to prison. Why, how would I color my hair? How would I color my books? There's no crayons in the slammer. Oh, no, I never thought of it like that.
Guys, she's over here. In here.
Come on, lady. Don't make us smoke you out.
I may be going to the slammer, but at least I'm going to have a little fun before I get there. Come at me, you filthy pigs. I dare you. And you better take off your shoes before you step on my new shag rug.
It's over, Joni.
You get your filthy paws off my filthy drawers.
Well, Joni's finally getting what she deserves, but I don't think I can take any more of this.
I could watch this all night. But we have more to see.
Ron, I really need a nibbler to tide me over.
Come on.
Just a handful of nard. Oh, the olive shag and the oversized pickle board? Well, this must be Barbara's house.
Merry Christmas, Barbara.
Merry Christmas, my love. I'm very excited to give you my little gift here.
You shouldn't have.
Oh, please. Here we go.
A pipe carousel? Oh, Barbara.
You like it?
Was it expensive?
No, don't you worry about that. I can't believe I did this, but I sold all my pies to buy it.
Oh, yoy. Well, you'd better open your gift.
Oh.
I sold all my pipes to buy you a pie pan.
Oh, dear.
We can't get anything right.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Hey, wait a minute. You sold your pie pan. I sold my pipes. Why don't we just bake a pipe?
And what am I supposed to glean from that, almighty microwave?
Yeah, this was kind of a bust. Two more stops.
I'll just swipe a quick gherkin from the pickle board.
Go ahead and press start.
But I need a tummy teaser. Now, what's all this? We're in a modern apartment. It's decorated rather feminine. That pink velvet chaise is luxurious.
Don't be seduced by the chaise, Maribel. We're at Rita's apartment, and she is having a far-out Christmas happening.
I've never been to one of those. What's the food sitch like? Asking for a friend.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for coming to my far-out Christmas happening.
Rita, baby, I am having a time in here, Jack.
I've had a sip of brandy, and I'm all bebopaloopa.
Rita, I can't stand it. It's just, it's out of sight.
I feel like I've blown some grass.
I'm ready to honk tonight away.
Rita, you got any more of those smoking hot hors d'oeuvres?
How about some music, Smoke Daddy?
Yeah, here we go. Play some music for you all. We got a four-piece set up, and I'm on the jug.
Say, why don't we liven things up with a game of charades?
Cheeky, baby, cheeky.
Cool head can dig it.
Two words.
Okay, two syllables.
Ringo.
Ringo around the rosy, Jack.
Ringo fire.
Come on.
The Beatles, Jack.
Ooh, hot daddy, you got it.
Your acting out was out of sight.
Aces, pal. Sweet daddy, sweet.
Somebody call me.
Okay, I'll do another one.
Three words.
Santa Claus.
Oh, it's breakfast at Tenpenny.
No.
A pregnant gal.
No, she's not pregnant. She ate an olive.
She's giving birth to a basket.
No, so close.
Her watch is too big. She's going to eat it?
Chica Bill.
A lewd, a red devil.
Almost.
The birth control pill.
That's right.
Figures you'd guess that, Lou.
I'm sleeping with a lot of women.
I can dig.
Oh, I know you're going to get this one.
Two.
It's a movie.
The Man Who Walks in Points.
The Klotz. The Kennedy Assassination.
Don't you say Martin Luther King. I'll blow this whole place up.
Bobby Kennedy.
Come on.
Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby.
Edward Kennedy.
Sharon Kennedy.
That's that jive-ass turkey James Bond. He rubs me the wrong way. I feel like he got a little sugar in his tank.
Now say, what if we turn the heat up on this game and turn it into strip charades? What do you say?
We don't need to play charades to turn this into stripping. You dig?
Ooh, you got it, baby.
We he's swinging!
This is no way to live.
Only a sexual deviant would host a Christmas gathering with no hot apps.
Let's go, baby.
Tell me the next stop's at Wiener Schnitzel.
Now, really, it's freezing out here. What could you possibly need to show me? Only a madman would be spending Christmas Eve on the streets.
Not everyone has a home in which to cozy up next to the fire in, Maribel. In fact, I'd like you to come look at a pair of fellas whose problems will make your little fit look like a scraped knee.
Now, Ron, this isn't safe. The type of people out here, it's a mixed bag, and I'm in my little nightie.
Don't worry, Maribel. No one can see you, remember? And just in case. Now you blend right in.
A garbage bag dress? And tissue box shoes? Can't I at least have a cinched waist? A garden hose as a belt? Watch out, Paris Runways. There's a new trendsetter in town.
Do you see that makeshift shelter?
You mean the cardboard box?
That's the home of Mr. One Shoe and his friend, the Captain. Let's take a closer look.
The thing with the stuffing is it's only marketable if you get something to stuff it into. Too often I don't have nothing to stuff it into, mijo.
No, I understand. I really do.
There's Mr. One Shoe now with his newspaper cap and fingerless gloves and his signature One Shoe. And that enormous man there. In the sea captain's uniform?
Oh, let me guess. It's the captain?
You don't have to do that.
I don't have to do what?
All right, fine.
Well, don't get snappy.
You are being unreasonable, Maribel.
Well, I'm hungry.
Don't trip over your own garden hose.
Don't trip over your own garden hose.
Yeah, how good would that be? Stuffing with some brown gravy and some potatoes?
It sure would be.
Well, I don't have that, but check this out. I got at least a good third of a can of beans, friend.
This is for me, too?
Yes, it's Christmas Eve, friend. We're going to have a can of beans. I got about half a loaf of bread, and I just ripped the moldy parts off and gave them to that pigeon named Gary.
And you're sharing with me.
Oh, Jesus, you know I love you. You're about all I have out here some days, pal.
Well, I love you, too.
Thank you. Now, if we could fix up some ketchup or some barbecue sauce, we'll really be in the business.
Okay, sure. Let me grab this old bottle of ketchup here. I know if we put water in it and shake it around, we'll get some of the flavor.
Oh, that's it. You're just making good with what you got, like the pilgrims and Indians.
Sure.
Oh, there we go. You get that water in there, shake it up. Oh, yeah, that's the ketchup goodness. See, we're already making a third can of beans. Go further.
Yeah. Okay, let me put it right. See?
Oh, look at that. Should we heat it up on the fire there?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Gosh, yes, it is a meal for kings. Two kings.
Can't get this lit. Can you maybe give me a hand?
Yeah, I got a lighter. Here.
Oh.
Found it off a dead guy.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. There we go. And we have fire. What do you think? Should we kill a pigeon or should we let him live? I'm kind of hungry, but not sure if I'm just eat, you know?
Well, you know, a pigeon is in the bird family, so it might be good. It might remind us of Christmases past when we had birds.
Okay, you're right. I might kill us a pigeon, but try to do it as quick and ethically as I can.
Wait.
Get him! Get this! Okay, well, let's pray over him and cook him. Dear Heavenly Father or Mother or whatever deity you see fit, sorry here, old one, you had to kill that pigeon, but it's Christmas Eve and we need a bird in our belly. Here's to a better year, and I'm not sure what karma I had to endure being homeless, but I'm really trying to work through it and be a better human, as is one shoe.
Thank you. I mean, I've kind of just settled with what my lot in life is, but yeah. I hope the best for you.
I hate the idea of you settling, buddy. I think you just got so much dang potential. Sometimes I'm out here, I'm like, how'd this guy get out here?
You really do love me.
I truly, really do. You just don't ever believe it, friend. Maybe that's your root cause, your root issue, as it were. Huh?
You know, I think you're onto something.
Being accepting of real love from a real giant person is a wonderful thing in this life, pal.
It is.
All righty. Let's get this blood off our britches and start eating.
This is for you?
Wow! Look at that. See, I like that bird a little bit rare. People say you shouldn't eat chicken if it's cooked in the middle, but if you source a pigeon, you know it's all right.
Well, it's fresh, too.
God, yeah, that fucker was flying around dreaming and hoping 5 minutes ago, and now he's in my belly rare.
Right where he belongs.
You said it, one shoe.
I know I keep bringing it up, but I'm just kind of blown away by the fact that I can see that you truly do love me.
Oh, it's kind of crazy, right? It's like on paper, a Christmas out here with you killing this bird wouldn't be that great, but we don't need much else.
You know, I feel accepted for who I am. I don't have to hide anything. I can just be me, and you just accept me for that.
Well, it's also easy to accept because I think you're goddamn wonderful. All you've ever done is try to provide, and I see you got some insecurities, and I think you should let them fly away, brother. You're great.
I do. I can admit that. And, you know, the more I think about it, and I think about what my life was before, and I can't help but think that people not accepting me is how I ended up in this situation. But you know what? I love this situation, and I love it because of you.
I really do, too. I mean, I think about 5 years ago, running around, working overtime, trying to buy gifts I couldn't even afford for people I didn't even like. Well, where are those people now?
And where are those gifts now?
Probably down there in that landfill somewhere, friend. But this year with you, you're not here for any other reason than me.
No, you're the gift.
Just can't want for much else.
Uh-huh. No.
This is it. This is life distilled and pure. Speaking of distilled, I've been holding out on you.
Get out of here, Captain.
Just a tiny bit. Warm up the soul. Here, take a little old sip there.
Ooh.
That ain't homemade hooch, buddy.
That's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say the guy that it came from ain't be missing it. Yep. Bird and a drink. I think I'll call it good.
I have something for you.
No, you don't. No. Oh, Mike. Are you... Look at that wrapping paper. Are you kidding me? Oh.
Guilty as charged.
Oh, buddy, you shouldn't have.
Go ahead.
Paper's so pretty, I don't even want to take it off. Paper's prettier than most women I know. Okay. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Do you like it?
Joe DiMaggio's my favorite ball player. I swear I told you that one time. How'd you hold that in?
He was a New York Yankee.
What? How'd you get this signed by him?
I was laying out in front of a hotel, and, you know, the steam was coming out of the grate. I was just trying to get a little bit warm. And a guy who came out of the hotel looked just like Joe DiMaggio. And I've been holding on to this card for a long, long time. I went up to him and I said, "Mr. DiMaggio, Joe." And he said, "Excuse me?" And I said, "Will you sign this for me?" He looked me up and down and he said, "Yeah."
You could have sold this thing for, gosh, $300 or $400 and you're giving it to me?
Is that so? I had no idea. Well, the smile on your face makes it all worth it.
Yeah, but you can't cash that, huh?
No, you can't.
Hey, if this makes it any better to you, here you go. Now, I didn't wrap it quite as nice as you, per se.
Is that a Florsheim?
It's a Florsheim, buddy, and it's a wide.
I mean, it's a little large, but I suppose it'll fit.
It'll fit all right.
Look at that.
Yeah!
Wow, I mean, it doesn't match the other one.
No, and it's yours, friend, and there's no legal obligations with it. I got that free and clear.
Florsheim loafer.
It's leather, and yours is darn close to that. Only problem, we're going to have to figure out a new name for you, because you got two shoes now.
Mr. Two Shoe. I guess that would just be Mr. Shoes.
Mr. Shoes, but I like that a lot. It's got heart.
Maybe this is an entirely new beginning for both of us.
Or what, a week out from the new year, 1966, 66? That's going to be a good one for us.
We could take your card, we could sell it, we'd have enough money to pay rent for at least 2 months.
You mention taking my card one more time, I'll shiv you. Clear as day, I'll shiv you. This card was given to me by you. You go sell your shoe if you want one shoe. You don't ever mention my card again, you hear me?
I was just trying to say, but maybe we can improve our lot in life.
Yeah, we can do it another way besides selling the card, because it was a meaningful gift from a good pal.
Okay.
See, Maribel? They're making the best of a bad situation.
A bad situation? Why, these fellas have it good. The peace and quiet, and I'll bet nobody's waiting on Mr. One-Shoe to cook a perfect Christmas roast for 12.
We better get back.
No, thank you. I've decided that I'm staying here. I'd rather live on the street with Mr. One Shoe and the captain. I've always dreamed of downsizing. I could tidy this box in a snap. Of course, I'll have to figure out what to do with all my hats.
You cannot stay here, Maribel. Out on the street is no place for a wife and mother.
Tell my husband I ran off with the circus. I've let my beard grow out and people are paying a nickel for a peek at Maribel the Freak.
Maribel, you can't be serious. Maribel May, an average housewife living as a regular hobo?
Why not? I already have the costume.
If you'll excuse me, I've got to go kill one of those pigeons. Come here, boys. Mama's home and she's hungry.
Will Maribel stay and live with Mr. One Shoe in his cardboard house? Will she really let her beard grow out? Tune in next time to The Complete Christmas to find out. The Complete Christmas is created, written, and edited by Amanda Lund, with original score by the fantastic Dan Gross. Special thanks to Mark McConville, Matt Gourley, and Maria Blasucci. Thank you for listening to The Complete Christmas, and have yourself a merry little Christmas!
Eerios.
Powered by Acast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.